I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. soccer team plays its next World Cup match tomorrow in Pretoria. We ask you in today's GeoQuiz to name their opponents in that game. Answers coming up in just a few seconds, by the way. Fans around the world will be watching the match, including at least one captive audience we want to tell you about. Alexandra Gutierrez is a reporter based on Alaska's Aleutian Islands. Now, Alexandra, you are a long way from the U.S. military detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, and yet you've been speaking with security staff there about what prisoners are watching on TV. So tell us how that all came about.
I actually stumbled on this story talking to a security reporter who had been at Guantanamo Bay, and he mentioned that the detainees down there absolutely love the television show Deadliest Catch.
It's a fishing show, right?
It's a show about crab fishermen who fish out of Dutch Harbor, where I am right now, out on their vessels, battling storms, that sort of thing. So I thought it would be of interest to other Alaskans. So I set up an interview with the officers at Guantanamo. I asked what programming the detainees enjoy, and they mentioned Deadliest Catch. But they also talk about how excited the detainees are for the World Cup.
So this World Cup match coming up tomorrow is a big deal in Guantanamo. Why?
It is. So the match is the United States versus Algeria. Algeria is the only Muslim-majority country to be playing in the World Cup this year. Detainees have been cheering on Algeria, and guards are sort of on watch and sort of prepared to receive some ribbing if Algeria scores on the United States.
Now, you spoke to a staff cultural advisor at Guantanamo. Tell us what he had to say about this U.S.-Algeria matchup.
He said that that is the game that the detainees are most excited for and the guards are in some ways most anxious for. Here's what he said.
So far, you know, they were watching USA versus England, you know, and on the 23rd, you know, they'll be watching Algeria versus the United States, you know. So we tell the guards, you know, on the 23rd, no matter what happens, just keep your cool, you know. Make sure, you know, nobody gets excited.
Do guards move the detainees out of their cells to watch in a kind of common area?
It really depends on where the detainees are housed. The photos I've seen of Camp 6 are really striking. You see leg irons on the ground, but I've been told that they don't necessarily have to be shackled to those irons while they're watching TV. Most just watch the TV from their cells.
So if they're watching World Cup soccer on, you know, flat-screen TVs, it sounds like conditions have improved a bit. What are you hearing?
In June of 2006, when the last World Cup was happening, we were talking about detainee suicides. Now, detainees who have demonstrated good behavior can actually go out and play soccer while being guarded, of course. They can listen to radio in their rooms. They have Al Jazeera English, so they're getting more news than they previously were. It's not in any way a resort, but everyone I spoke to, the guards, human rights advocates, all stressed that maintaining humane conditions is the best thing for all involved. David Reams, an attorney who represents about a dozen detainees at Guantanamo, put it in sort of these terms. If the detainees are going to be held indefinitely without charges, at least there shouldn't be any mistreatment. So there's definitely been a serious improvement in the conditions at Guantanamo.
Reporter Alexandra Gutierrez on Alaska's Aleutian Islands. Very good to speak with you.
Great speaking with you, too.